Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Y'all just think. Tonight, we are on the first Monday in November, November the 1st. And we're going to start this month off blessed. We're going to start this month off giving God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. I want to tell you all, first of all, I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Dr. Wright is tuning up her Facebook page. So while we're waiting for Facebook to come up, we will be enjoying the message on Blog Talk. But once Facebook come up, we will be doing both. For those that need a visual and for those that don't mind listening in, or those that want to do both, it's okay. But we're going to have the Word of God getting out tonight, because we know that God said that his word will go into every corners of the earth. Even it will be in the atmosphere. So how many of you all know that even means the word will get up in space? So everything that's flying around, the birds, everything, the planes, everything, whatever's in the air, they're going to get the word on tonight. And we just hope it gets planted and rooted in their system, in their hearts, that they will receive what the word of God is saying on tonight. So I want you all to get your Bibles, pencils, your pads, and your paper, and just know that God is going to have his way. So just be willing to surrender and say, Lord, have your way in me and with me. Don't run from it. Run to it. Don't hide from it. Seek it. Don't look away. Look for it. And just know that God is God, and God's going to do what he's going to do. And if God has a plan and you're included, just say, use me, Lord. Use me. I want to be used by you. I'm so excited about what God is doing in this first part of the month, because I ended last month saying, God, expose it. I've heard other men and women of God speak and say, God, expose it. Expose everything that's coming up against me, that's coming up out of me, and that's trying to lay secret and dormant in me. God, expose it. Bring it to the forefront so that you may have your way in me. And I just thank God for doing that. He said, if we have not, because we ask. I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line, and if so, if she's ready. Woman of God, Dr. Wright, are you ready?
Oh, Monday night.
Dr. Wright, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me fix you something.
Okay, I hear Minister Ron Montgomery on the line, so I'm going to ask you all if you can mute your phones, because this is a digital service and it picks up everything. Even if you have water running in the back, we will be able to hear that. And we don't want to miss what God is saying. We will open the lines up a little later so that you all can give comments and encourage the woman of God after she has given us what God has to give us. But I was saying, while we're waiting on the woman of God to come forth with the word of God, how many of us know that we say stuff when we pray and talking to God, and we mean it, but we don't mean it like right now? You know, we want God to put it on pause or just say, well, if nothing's wrong, I don't have to show, especially when we say, show me what's in me, O Lord. You know, God will show up and God will show out and God will expose you to yourself. You just have to be honest and be willing to receive what God is showing you. And when God shows you yourself, you have to be sure that you're going to say, what would Jesus do? Mm-hmm. See, that's a lot of times what we don't want to do, say, what would Jesus do? Because you will find yourself in a situation, and while you're waiting for somebody to say, I'm sorry first, God will make it where you have to say, you're sorry. You know, it either make it where you have to be the first one to step up, because we know that we don't want God to have little eyes and little U's. You know, so if we don't want God to have little eyes and little U's, we should not want to be considered to put people in a place where they're a little U, a little I, and we want them to look at us as the big I am and the big you need to go first. So we need to know that God will expose us to ourselves, and that when he do, we must first be a partaker in what we're looking for someone to do for us. So if we're looking for an apology, we must be first to apologize. If we're looking for someone to bless us, we must first be a blessing. If we're looking for someone to understand us, we must first be the one to give understanding, because the Word of God says, if you lack understanding or wisdom, ask, and it shall be given. But be honest with yourself, do you really want it? So don't play like it. Don't act like you don't know, and don't act like you don't know that God is God. It ain't your God. It ain't they God. He's our God. And when our God exposes our sins, our problems, our shortcomings, we must first acknowledge them. You know, I always have a saying that says, once you realize something, if it's concerning me, how I offended you or affect you or had something to say you wanted to say to me, don't let me be the last to know. Let me be the next to know. So when God allows you to realize that there's a problem, once God lets you know, be the next to act on it, because he acted on it first. He revealed it. So walk in your, you know, place and know that God is revealing some things to you about you, and then just walk where he tells you to walk at. Apologetic, humble. You know, get yourself in a place where God will tell you that he's happy with you, that God will tell you that he did make no mistake. I know a lot of times we say, well, God don't make no mistakes. Even God said in his word, he said he repented that he made man. Don't let your name be put right there where he repented that he made you. Some of y'all, it's going to be a little deep. But don't embarrass God. When you embarrass yourself, that's one thing, but don't embarrass God. Let me check again. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay, I'm waiting for Dr. Wright to come on the line and let us know when she's ready. I'm waiting for her to just come on with the Word of God. So with that being said, please get your Bibles, your pencils, your paper, your little, if you got this little Kleenex, because you may be out and not in a place where you can just go on and do what you need to do as far as writing things down. You may have to write down a little note that was said that brought some joy to your heart. So at this time, I want to just go into prayer real quick while we're waiting on the woman of God. Father God, we just come to you right now, God, asking you to forgive us of every sin, God, asking you to teach us how to want to hear your word, asking you to teach us how to want to listen and hear your voice and recognize your voice. God, give us ears to hear what you're saying and a heart to receive it. God, for we don't want to embarrass you. We don't want you to be ashamed of us, oh God. We don't want you to repent that you made us, oh Lord. For God, we are standing up before you, asking you, give to us just what we need. We know that everybody is not an apple, everybody is not an orange, and everybody is not a banana. We must walk in whatever way and place you put us in, God. Teach us how to study to be approved. Teach us how to want to be saved. Teach us how to have a desire to want to help the people to understand that your son, Jesus Christ, was a gift that you gave us, that he paid the price a long time ago, and yet the blood he shed is still working on our behalf. God, teach us how to want to be delivered. Teach us how to want to be used by you. Teach us how to want your word in our hearts and how to apply it over our life. God, teach us how to want you. Father God, we pray these things, that you bless our homes, you bless our families, you bless our jobs. God, teach us how to be thankful for the resource that you've given us to do the things that we need to do. God, teach us how to build your house, to keep your house, and to make sure your house is a blessing to the people all the time. God, teach us right now, O Lord. For God, we are open and we're opening our hearts and our minds and our abilities up to you, oh God. Use them, God, for your glory, for your honor, so that you may get all the praise all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay, we're still waiting. I'm looking on Facebook to see if she's available. I don't know what is the hold up with her, but she will be on shortly. And I'm just excited about, like I say, the word, how it's coming through the people that wants to be saved. You know, God is married to the backslider. So for those that aren't saved, it's not too late. For those that say, I don't know what to do, you know, the best thing about talking to God is when you talk to him, you can talk to him just like you're talking to me, or you're talking to your loved ones, or you're talking to a friend. When God opens a door, he opens the door so that you can talk to him. And you can be honest about talking to him. You can say to him, oh, Lord, how do I be saved? How do I go about being saved? What do I need to do to be saved? And when you do that, believe me, God is going to open it up. Just get ready. You know, get ready. Don't just ask for something and don't be serious about what you ask for, because God will give it to you. Now it's up to you how you handle it. Yeah, I said handle it. It's up to you. So I'm going to keep checking. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
God bless, woman of God. How are you?
There you go. Okay, I pray, but if you want to go into prayer again, Dr. Wright, it's in your hands. Are you on Facebook Live at the same time?
I am. I am endeavoring to set up Facebook Live. We are just so grateful for the Blog Talk family and for all of those that participate in this platform and for what it offers as an opportunity to the body of Christ. And we are just so grateful for Jesus Christ and what he had predestined for us even before the foundation of the world. And we just thank God. If you all would just pray with me, I guarantee you that we will get directly into the word. You would just pray with me, you all. I guarantee you we have got something for each and every one of those who God had in mind, not only in this current time that this is being recorded, but even in the place of the archive. Because God is always thinking of us. And I know that you'll say, oh, why would she say that God will be thinking about us 100 years from now? Because he was thinking about me 2,000 years ago. So I'm extremely confident that he'll still be thinking about you or your children or your grandchildren or you who may be listening 100 years from when this was recorded. God was thinking about you even before you entered into the presence of this realm. And so we just thank God for who he is, who he has decided to be to us and through us, who he has decided to be in spite of us, alongside of us. God is just amazing. And I guarantee you that anyone that has gotten saved and experienced God, can you hear me on Blog Talk?
Yes, I can. I can hear you very well.
Anyone that has decided to get saved and to love God with all their heart, then I guarantee you that if they have a regret, I said if they have a regret, is that they did not get saved sooner. God is amazing. He's wonderful. He is not just the one that has had us in mind, the one that has made a way for us, but he is everything that we are also needing. Never should sit as a resource, because he is the source. He is the place where we find contentment and the place where we find our purpose, and he is the place where we find our direction, and he is a wonderful God. We are going to turn into our word to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. And I am just preparing on Facebook Live. We have got so many wonderful things happening. God's word to us is becoming everything that he said it would. And we are living in a season where the blessings of the Lord are literally overtaking us. And so we are thanking God for that. It is only God that knows the time and the place and the season. And we are just bringing in the Facebook Live audience. If you would give me one moment. One moment. I'm just going to turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. I thank God for Sister Renee and for those that manage this platform. I thank God for you as well, Facebook Live. Listen, let me tell you something. God is amazing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even that I got all of these platforms set up, that's how I know God is amazing. But we just thank God for the Facebook Live audience, for the Blog Talk Radio audience, for those that have been faithful, for those that would lend their ear and their time. Do you know that time, hallelujah, is a commodity, and once it is spent, it can never be retrieved? So anytime someone will spend their time to hear from God through you, hallelujah, you want to bless them back. You want to encourage their hearts, and you want to be sure that you are holding the responsibility of what God has given you to share with the people in a very dear place, because God loves his people. God loves his people. You never want to mishandle his people. You never want to step out of line with his people. You never want to speak ill of his people. I'm already in the word, because do you know that when Saul was trying to kill David on purpose, he was jealous and he hated him, and he sent 11 different scenarios to try to kill him. David said, I will not put my touch not the anointed. I will not put my mouth on the prophet. My goodness, because David recognized above everything else, God loves his people. And if I was not God's people, somebody said, I will become God's people. God is amazing. He's a wonderful father. He is the consummate daddy. He's the best friend you'll ever have. He's a friend that'll stick closer to you than even a sibling that have the exact same DNA from your same mother and father. He's a confidant and an advisor. He's a friend. He's a supporter. He's an encourager. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God loves his people. And so we are going to turn into Galatians chapter 6. Hannah Scott, thank you for stopping by. You all, Hannah has helped me so much. She is just the brightest light with the most beautiful family. Would you please go over to Hannah Scott's page when you get a chance? I promise you, she will bless you. She will bless your life. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, she talks a lot about trauma and recovery and her journey and how it's had so many twists and turns and what she and her husband have been able to build. But more than that, she's such an authentic voice. Hallelujah. She's not really trying to sell anything. She's just trying to be the amazing person God created her to be. And she knows that if you tap into that, that the God in her will bless you. Go over to Hannah Scott's page, if you will. But in the meantime, turn to Galatians chapter 6. We are going to share with you, and I promise you, as soon as Holy Spirit is done, we're going to be done. So Galatians chapter 6, we're going to share a couple of points, and then we're going to pray. We're going to declare the word, because in this season, I find that the more, the less you know and the more you pray, my goodness, just know less and pray more. Somebody tweet it, I don't know, tweet it, tweet it, snap it, Snapchat it, flat, snap, fat face it, do something with it. Know less and pray more. Do you know that sometimes we know so much we don't know nothing? If you would know less, that's going to help somebody. Know less and pray more. You see, if you knew, if you prayed more than about all that stuff you knew about your wife, you just, somebody say, know less and pray more. If you knew, if you prayed more about all that stuff you know about your son and where he been and how he got there and all his friends and what they told him, would you tell somebody no less and no less? You know a lot, but Holy Spirit say no less and pray more. He don't want you to just know less. He wants you to know less and pray more. Pray and seek his face. Pray. Would you pray? If you see somebody and they're acting complete and you know they know not to act the exact fool they're acting, no less and pray more. You know, I almost said you know too much. You know a lot. You know, Holy Spirit is always an encourager. You know a lot. You're amazing. You next to genius. But Holy Spirit is admonishing you. Know less and pray more. There are some things that are coming that if you stay in your know, you're going to miss it, because only God has the answer. See, if you stay in your know and you stay in your experience and you stay in your own wisdom and you stay in your degree and you stay in your title and you stay in your accolade, you're going to know so much you're going to miss it, because there's something coming that only God's got the answer. Tell somebody you like, no less and pray more. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. If COVID, you know, I don't want to say COVID. If COVID hasn't taught us anything, there are some things we don't know. And see, so, and then sometimes what will happen is that something will come up on you, and it'll be like, oh, I barely got out of that. Oh, I barely made it. I found my way out. I just got by, and you still don't realize that you know too. I keep on wanting to try to say you know too much, but see, God always encourages us. You know a lot. You know a lot, but Holy Spirit wants you to know less and pray more. Know less about them kids. See, you know so much that you're missing that one that really needs this and that and this and that. And see, you know so much. Oh, my goodness. God, please tell somebody you like. Know less. Know less and pray. Pray more. Pray. Why don't you just admit you don't know? If you knew, you'd already be out of it. Know less and pray more. If you knew what you thought you knew, you'd be content, because godliness and contentment are great gain. So if you would just go ahead and admit, I do not know. I do not know what else to say to this child. I didn't talk to my tongue is hanging. I don't know. God said, yep, that's what I want you. I want you to know less and pray more. Say, God, you gave them to me. What do I say? How do I navigate him toward alignment? How do I move him toward purpose? You gave me this husband. You gave me this job. You gave me this aspiration. You gave me this dream. Do you know that Moses was about to forfeit the promise of his life, knowing so much on how to get it done? He didn't went out and murdered somebody because he knew that it was his assignment to lead the people, and they were blocking the leadership in the moment, and he killed them. Y'all don't want to say, listen, no less. Tell somebody you like a lot. Go ahead and tweet. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tweet them. Slap face them. Chat book them. Do something to get the message across to them. No, I know y'all don't message me. It's Facebook and Snapchat. I know that. No less. See, you know too much. No less. Y'all don't want to have fun in the Holy Spirit. No less and pray more. I know you had him. I know you married her. And you've been married to her for 434 years. But if you would know less and pray more, God will show you exactly what you should say to bring that marriage to where you've always known it could be. God will show you. But see, in order to know less, you have to be humble. before him, mercy Jesus. In order to know this, you have to admit you don't know. In order to know this, you have to be honest. In order to know this, you have to say, you know what, my degree has never done for me what God has done. My degree never let me out. My degrees, you know, I don't have nothing wrong with degrees. I got more degrees than a thermometer. But they never let me out of a place like God did. They never went to encourage me. They just sit on the wall. They're real pretty and ornate, and I love them. But they never encouraged me when my heart was shattered in a million pieces. They never walked me to the scripture that walked me to my value in God. So just know that. Just please, talk to somebody, please, tap somebody, touch. Just get the phone out and tell yourself no less and pray more. This is a praying season. Somebody say, this is a praying season. This is not a, I knew it wasn't going to network season. I knew that wasn't going to work out season. I knew he should have never married her season. Somebody say, this is a praying season. This is a praying season. This one right here, if you're listening to me now, if you're listening to me 200 years from now, this is a praying season. There are some interventions. There is some wisdom. There is some insight that man does not have access to. But God wants to give it to us, and he wants to give it to us just like he does wisdom, liberally. He wants you to have everything he's always had in mind for you before the foundation of the world. He wants you to prosper and have good success, even as your soul prospers. The things that God has in his mind for you, they're good. They're not evil. He only wants you to get to your expected end. His plan for you are larger even than what you could think or imagine. But you know so much. Y'all, I want to whisper that because we don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to offend nobody smart. I know you're real smart, so I don't want to offend you. So, but I just want you to know less. Somebody say, and pray. Pray for real. Nah, name down the seat. Pray that. And then pray for real. Tell God, the only one that can fix it, the only one that can make sense out of what seems to be nonsense. God says, I know less. Lord, have mercy, no less, and pray more. Turn with me to Galatians. Y'all, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to see if the Holy Spirit will let me out of that and get to my notes. If not, we're going to know less and pray more. Oh, my God. So you know, I have no problem saying exactly what Holy Spirit says to say and then be done, because nobody wants to hear. Lord, have mercy. I already know you don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from heaven, like me. I want to hear from heaven, and all he keeps saying is no less. I must have some very smart people watching me, because God keeps telling me to tell you, you know a lot. You are not no dummy, but he wants you to know less. My God, he's calling for humility. He's calling for authenticity. He's calling for some realness. He's calling for you to take off that mask. He's calling you from behind pretension. He's calling you from all that things you think you got. And he's calling you into a place where only it's you and him, where you tell God what you really think and how you really feel and what it really made you feel and what you really wish had happened. He's calling for the authenticity that breaks open freedom, because whom the Son of God has set free, my God is free indeed. Do you know the worst thing in the world is acting? Not the Hollywood version. I'm talking about when you're over here in God and you're acting like you're happy and you're sad, and you know, and then you just clap your hands. Like me, the hokey, just a hokey pokey. Now God wants you to be real. He said, you know you're disappointed. You know you're unhappy. You know you feel like your life is a waste. What am I doing, God? What is this all about? Don't you know that you can go from nothing to something and have faith in something that doesn't exist? There is a fakeness about acquiring that you can create an appetite for if you lived in lack. But you know yourself when you get it. You're still longing. You're still longing to be noticed. You're still longing to be heard. You're still longing to be seen. And you've got a wonderful family. You've got an amazing job. And all of your friends are the who's who of everybody that's ever been anybody. But there's still a void. I thought that this was going to, I thought when I got this job and when my salary went $400,000, I thought that would be it. I thought when I got that brand new car, I mean, my parents would have passed out to even have a car. And I've got the one that rarely few people have. And I thought that was going to be it. But it's not it. And you know that there's something tangible. There's something that is right in between your fingers, but you can't put your hands on it. God is begging you. He's beckoning you. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. He's calling us to know less. Humble yourself and let God do what only God can do. There are so many people. Myself was one that had a great big outside life. They had titles and houses and cars. And if you look through the window from the outside of their house, you would be tempted to envy. But down on the inside of them, they were so broken. And their confidence was shaken. And their value was nothing. And they were going from disappointment to disappointment, putting their hope in man. And God is saying, but if you be humble, if you come to me like a little child and let me be your daddy, let me be your Abba, let me hold you, tell me about it, let me comfort you, let me soothe you, let me whisper in your ear the reason that I brought you from eternity into the earth realm. Let me tell you and establish you and make you perfect. Oh my God, I'm telling you, God is calling. Y'all, I had something so eloquent from Galatians. Y'all would have been so impressed with me. But that's why I'm not going to share it, because the Holy Spirit wants you to know less and pray more. My God in heaven, this is a praying season like never before. Do you know in the Old Testament it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face. You see, and I know all of you scholars know that we're not Old Testament Christians, but even over in Matthew 6, he says, if you seek the kingdom, he'll add everything. So he's got that same bridge of seeking, that same bridge of humility, and that's what he's calling for. It's not going to make sense because it's God. It's not going to add up. It's not going to be 2 + 2 to go to 4. There are some people that are going to sincerely seek God, and God's going to give you more than you could ask or even think. There are going to be some people that are going to sincerely seek God. They're going to do it just because Holy Spirit said it so many times. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to seek you. Okay. Do you know you can actually say, okay, God, fine. That's what you say I do. You say I pray. I'm going to pray. So then when this don't work, I'll be just do it. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Ain't that what he say when he stuck his tongue on a pole? I double dog dare you to pray. I double dog dare you to say, God, I don't know what to do with this boy. God, I don't know what to do. I done got jobs and cars and houses. I'm so unhappy in my heart. I've been married for the 7th time. I've dated the finest men and the prettiest women. But down on the inside of me, I know that there's something more. I know that there's something greater. There's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be more. I can feel it down on the inside of me, but I don't know how to act. Oh, okay. Yes, I do. You said no less. Okay, God, I don't know. But all I'm going to do is pray. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to ask you, because you said if I ask, it'll be given. If I seek, I'll find. I'm going to start knocking on the doors of the kingdom. And you said you would open up everything to me. God is only calling. My God, I thank you for the learned and the accomplished. Lord, have mercy. God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. Y'all, I promise you, I'm so, Lord, have mercy. My head is hot. The God is calling. Listen, God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. God is calling for you. I know that the world sees you from the outside, but God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. He's calling for what's on the inside of you, what the world cannot touch, and what nobody can unleash but him. He's calling for the learned and the accomplished. I'm talking about you made strides. You started at the bottom, now you're here. You supervise the material. You management. You CEO director. You got the corner office and the window view. Your car got a heart, God is calling for him. If she's got a heart that'll hear God, God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. Let me tell you something. I don't care what the world has to offer. It pales in comparison. Now, the Bible says, what is it really going to profit you if you gain the world and lose the essence of yourself? If you've got to sell out everything you have been intended to be to gain, then you've lost. But God's trying to realign the learned and the accomplished. Lord have mercy. Oh my God, he's trying to call us from our places of status, from our places of title, from our places of lavish. God is calling you. I'm not calling you. I was going to read out of Galatians 6, but God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. He's calling for us to turn. Because many of us started in places of humility, in places of seeking. We started in our broken places. We started believing God. We started trusting. And somewhere along the way, we got weary. And somewhere along the way, we got discouraged. And somewhere along the way, we got exhausted. Oh, my God, he says, don't be weary. In well-doing, you were doing great. You were seeking me. You said, God, if you give me this, I'll turn it back over to you. God, if you make me fruitful, if you give me this wife, I promise I'll give her back to you. God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. I mean those that know who their God is. They're ready to do great exploits. God is calling you. I promise you, if you ever seek God at the level he's calling, you'll never regret it. God says, if you seek me in this present day, then I'll give you houses and land. And he said, I'll give you houses you didn't even build. See, do you know that faith is going to become so tangible in the upcoming season? Those that are believers and that refuse to stop believing are going to have a faith that manifests in the moment. Lord have mercy, Jesus. But God wants it to be amongst those of an influence in a sphere where his voice is not readily used. God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. I'm talking about you got time in. That if you miss work, they are upset. Y'all don't want to hear nothing I'm saying. Because, see, a lot of times, the kingdom has gone after people because the Bible says whosoever will, let him come. Because that's what God needs. If you're willing, come on. But there are times when God will go after you. There are times when God will call for you specifically because he says the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And there are those of you that will listen to this message and you will hear the prophet and you'll prosper. Because I'm telling you, God is calling. I'm talking, you've been 20, 25 years on your job, and you started at nothing, and you worked your way up, and God did it every step, and you believed, and you made it, and you struggled, and you didn't say nothing, and God favored you, and now you're there, and now God's calling for you. Yes, he is. I'm telling you, God's calling for you. Not for what you can do. Not for an Excel spreadsheet. Not for your agenda. He's calling for your heart. He's calling for the authentic you. He's saying, can I use you? Even though you're uber important to that corporation, will you give me your voice? Even though you're amazingly important in that company, can I use your voice? Can I use that platform? Can I use what I've given you? Because it's been me the whole time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's calling. Somebody say us to a praying season. This is a praying season. And God knows that the things that are done in dark, he rewards us openly. See, the world will kind of convince us that if we loosen our grip on the world to grab a hold to the things of God, we're going to lose. But all I can tell you is that's not true. Because in God, he said, if you seek me, he said, if you sow, you shall reap. See, God is a God of promise, and he's a promise-keeping God. God is a God of covenant, and God would never break a covenant. God is a God that loves you, and love never fails. God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. Let me tell you something. Do you know that there are some people that there are some people that are going to watch this that live in enviable positions. I'm talking, you got so much that people look at you and don't like you on sight, and God wants you to start praying. You think they don't like you, pray for them. You think that they're their bad parents, pray for them. Your boss is racist, pray for him. He's just one level over you, and he's low down. I mean, he's so low down, there is no lower down. Pray. Because God wants you to use what he gave you in position and title and influence and money. He wants to know, can he use what he gave you? I just let your heart hear God. Because some of you, there are some of you that you're moving along, but you're not content. You're going through the motions, but you're not at that place. That there's still a longing, and nothing in the world can ever fulfill the longing of God. There is no woman, there is no man, there is no WAP. Y'all delete that. Delete, I said WAP. There is no organ. Oh Lord, it's not. There is no car. There is no house. There is no BBL. There is no breast lift. There is no implant. Y'all, let me tell you something. There is a place that only God can feel. And he's calling for you to say, God, I don't know how to get there. And then I'm tired. I'm tired of acting like I'm getting there. God said, I won't be mocked. You faking like you love me. And you faking like me and you cool. But every time I say, will you give me that pain? You say, no, I'm not. You get mad at me and you won't forgive. Y'all, oh my God. God is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling the learned and the accomplished. He loves everybody equally. But tonight he's calling for you. God blesses whom he blesses. And if God has blessed you, no man can curse you. And God will pour out as he sees fit. It is not that if we have so many things, then our pretension and our merit earn us something with God. Because to God, we're all his children. But tonight he's calling for you, sir. Tonight he's calling for you, ma'am. He loves everybody equally. But tonight he's talking to you. He wants you to meet him in that place of unbroken fellowship. He wants you to tell him how you really feel about it, so he can tell you how he really feels about you. God's love is explosive. God's love is revolutionizing. God's purpose is aligning. He only wants to know, can he use what he gave you? He's calling for the learned and the accomplished. He wants us to humble ourselves and to seek his face, because there shall be a move in the marketplace arenas. There shall be a revival in the marketplace arenas that are headed by those that hear God. Let me tell you something. If you think you can lose with God, somebody say, you do not know God. He said, because the plans I have for you, they're good, they're never evil. I'm only looking to bring you to hopeful places, to a future place that meets my expectation for you. The things of God are always good. God is a good father. And he said, if you can think it, I'll go above what you can ask or even think. Somebody say, no less, no less, and pray more. You all, this is the time like never before. Glory to God for us to seek the face of the Lord. I promise you that there is a time coming that we are going to need the insight and the wisdom of God like the world has never seen. I know that the last 18 to 20 months, you would think there could be nothing, like what else could come? But I promise you, there is something coming. I can't say if it's good or bad, I don't know. But I know that the insight and the wisdom of God, that those that have been seeking him are those that will flourish in that season. Those that have been seeking his face, those that have humbled themselves, those that have cleaned out the clutter and the trauma of life, that can hear from God clearly, will prosper even in that season. Those that have drawn their strength from God are the ones that will do well in that time, because God is not one to be taken lightly. God cannot be mocked. God wants us to be authentic. The word says, I'm not deceived when you're phony with me, when you're pretentious and you're declaring that you love me. He says, because your mouth is close to me, but your heart is far from me. God, he said, I won't be mocked. You can't just make a mockery of me. I see directly into the place that I created on the inside of you. He says, but what if you just don't loosen your grip on me? I know you have a lot. I know that the world looks at you a certain way, and it may be a period of awkwardness for you to turn this corner and to seek me, but I'm calling for you tonight, daughter. I'm calling for you tonight. I want you to take those things I've given you. I just want to know, can I use them? Can I use your office at lunchtime for prayer? My God. Can you take that one? I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show him to you and say, listen, can I call you on Saturday and just share some encouraging words with you? God wants to know, can I use the platform I gave you? See, a lot of times we started off and God was saying, see, but I don't want you to get back in your head. I don't want you to get back into your head. See, you'll lose courage. You'll lose your boldness. But because they're saying, you bet not say that up in here, Lord, but just say, go ahead and know less and pray more. I'll give you the wisdom. I'll give you the wisdom. I'll say, no, don't say nothing right now. Don't say nothing right now. Wait. See, right? Mm-hmm. After this meeting, this is what I want you to write on a piece of paper and give it to him right there. This is what I want you to say, because Jane is going to walk by in about 20 minutes. And when she does, give her this. See, we've got to know less. See, we can't go in our own way, because the ways of God are not our ways, because his thoughts, they're way higher than our thoughts, and his ways are way larger than our ways. And so there has to be an attuneness. There has to be a synchrony where we have shed away all of those fears and all of that trauma and all of that hurt and all of those places where we weren't healed. And we've got to turn all of that over to him. And he says, all I want you to do is know less and pray more. Seek my face like you never have before. And I will be a God that unbraids to you those things that are in the realm of the undeniable. There shall be coming a place of lucrativity that is undeniable. There is a place of prospering in your mind and your will and your emotions that you will know that I have stepped my super into your natural. There are some of you that God is going to intervene into some physical and mental disease places. God is going to intervene and into some emotional trauma. God is going to heal you. And it is going to enter into the realm of the undeniable. He just wants to know, can he use your platform? He wants to know that when he says tell it, will you tell it? He just wants to know when he says say it, will you say it? He just wants you to know less and pray more. He's going to let you know when to say it, and he's going to let you know what to say. He's going to let you know how to do it. He's going to let you know when to do it. He's going to let you know why you should do it, because God loves you more than he's ever loved anyone before you. Do you know that you're his favorite, the actual apple of his eye? God loves you. And he's calling tonight for the learned and the accomplished. There are some of us here. Oh, have mercy. I'm telling you, God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. I'm talking the supervisor and the manager. I'm talking to the director and the vice president of affairs. I'm talking talking to the ones that are running $500,000 budgets. I'm telling you, God is calling for the learned and the accomplished. He wants you to know just how much he loves you. He wants you to know that you've always been in his heart. He wants you to know the plans for him. He wants you to know his purpose for your life. He wants you to know that seeking his face is what makes him add, and that he's the God of multiplication. He just wants to let you know how much he loves you. God is calling tonight for the learned. Somebody say, and the accomplished. Oh, yeah, you're doing very well. When you look back over your life and you think things over, you are your grandmother's wildest dreams. He's calling you. That's how you know he's talking to you. You're the first of everything that ever happened in your family. You're the first to get a high school, and you're the first to get a college, and you're first to get that car and pay it off, and you're the first to get a luxury car, and you're the first to get a condo in the most expensive neighborhood in your region. That's the one that God's talking about. He's calling tonight for the learned and the accomplished. Yeah, you got a whole lot of letters. Your desk plate has to be elongated because that's just how accomplished you are. The God is calling for you. He's calling for you that has been on your jobs, and people walk past you and they recognize you and they say, would you join this committee? Well, would you be on this board? Because there's something in you that speaks to leveling up, that speaks to promotion, that speaks to accomplishment. That's why God said, call it the learned and the accomplished. Lord have mercy. God is calling for you tonight. He's calling for you to pray. Oh, yeah, I know. I already hear you say, well, I don't know how to pray. Neither did the disciples. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. God, your name is holy. Thy kingdom come this evening, and your will be done for everybody that listens to the word that you've declared this day. God, what will feed us our daily bread, and forgive us for everything we've done. God, that trespassed against your assignment and your purpose. God, that left us bitter and broken. God, lead us not into tempting places. Don't let us just go back and make the same mistakes of pride. Don't let us just go back and make the same mistakes of being puffed up and dismissing you. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Let there be a place where we come from this place to that one. Let there be a place where we know we've changed. Deliver us from this mindset to that one. God, where we value everything you've done for us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. It's always been you. Yours is promotion. Yours is redemption. Yours is favor. Yours is the blessing. Yours, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. The disciples didn't know how to pray either. If you don't know how to pray, who knows how to pray? You say, Father God, I don't know how to pray. But you said, pray. I'm praying, God, for my boss. And he's mean. And I know you don't want people to be mean. He doesn't like Hispanic people and Middle Eastern people. And I know that that's not what you would want for us to do. God, change his heart, because you are the ultimate, consummate, masterful heart changer. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, I don't know how to pray, but you said to pray, and no less than pray more. I don't know how to pray, but I know you said to pray. And God, I know you told me to marry him. I know you did. God bless him. And everything in him that's broken, and what makes him so mean. And sometimes he's so tired when he comes home, and he just seems like he's mean to the kids. God, let him come home and be nice to the kids, because when I met him, he was so sweet. So, God, I thank you right now that he's going to be so sweet like how he was when we met, and our marriage is going to be amazing. And I thank you for it, God, because you are amazing, God, and everything that I've ever gotten, you got for me, God. And I just don't know what else to say but that I love you and I want to be who you want me to be. And God, I'll say what you tell me to say, because I know I wouldn't be the director of human resources if it wasn't for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And nobody knows how to pray. Praying is fellowship. It's talking to your daddy. You know, sis, that you're not as smart as the title on your door. You know it was him. You know you barely made it. It was narrow escape. He just wants you to answer the call. He's calling tonight for the learned and the accomplished to answer the call. You will never regret any time you've spent seeking him. God is the healer, and God is the one that heals. God is provision, and God is the one that provides. God is the way maker, and God is the one that makes the way. He's just calling for us to yield our platforms, to surrender our voices, to be humble before him, and let him do what he's always intended to do. And we thank him well in advance. This is the place that faith enters. For we have spoken and said what God would have us to say. We believe that as we all leave this time of listening and sharing and being blessed, that we all will know less and just pray more. God's got the rest. We know it's always been God. He just lets us look good before people. But we know it's always been him. We're just going to surrender everything we are. Everything we've been, all of our failures, all of our success, all of our disappointment, all of our accomplishment, all that we know, all of our confusion, we're just going to surrender it to the Father as he's asked, because tonight he's calling. If you have come here tonight, he's calling you. Because you're smart and accomplished. Because he's calling tonight for the learned and the accomplished to know less and pray more.
Ooh,
woman
God.
Of God.
My God. Ooh, I thank you for the lesson on tonight. Know less and pray more. Know less and pray more. We could just get that to just sink in. Just get it to sink in. Know less and pray more. There's so much I could say, but I'm going to let everyone on the line express themselves tonight. Possibly, let could you please open the lines and let people tell us who they are, where they calling from, so the woman of God can be encouraged on tonight. The lines are open. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Alabama, and I am just delighted, and I'm so encouraged by the woman of God and the word on tonight. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who likes to speak?
This is Cecilia. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Cecilia. I'm going to wait.
No, that was me telling you, Apostle. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say me first in prayer, me first in seeking God, me first in submission, me first, God, whatever you need, me first. I'm not looking to the left or the right. I'm looking in that spiritual mirror that says, send me, Lord, me first. Humbleness, me first. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight?
I just wanted to say one more thing, that the woman of God speaks so humbly unto the Lord that everyone on the line to hear that the humbleness, that's what God wants us to be, how he wants us to be, and how he wants us to live, is humble is the way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to encourage the woman of God on tonight? You can unmute your phones now.
Hello, this is Mother Montgomery from Dallas, Texas, just wanting to encourage the woman of God just to know that we are in a position to receive from the Lord as we humbly submit ourselves. And so we just thank her for that, the word tonight that God is calling the learned. He's calling those to humble themselves and then to give him first place. So we just thank her for that word and for the courage to deliver what God is giving her to do. Be ever faithful to your call.
Amen. Amen.
Dr. Wright, I wanted to say to you, I know you hadn't been listening because you've been busy, and I thank God for you, but it's amazing how the last three Sundays in the month God had us talking about putting him first again and how we needed to decrease and increase. So, yes, it's been a series of teaching on putting God first. And for you to start off November with it, my God. And about going back to prayer. Dr. Rock, like I said, me first.
Amen. Is there anyone else who encouraged the woman of God on tonight? It was a strong word, but I know we encouraged the woman of God on tonight. Dr. Wright, this is Sylvia, Minister Sylvia. I'm so glad I'm the host for this ministry for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I just want to tell you, the notes, I really write down notes when we have speakers. But tonight, all I could write down was, no less, pray more. The learn and accomplish. This is a praise season. I double dog dare you to trust God in this season, because one thing we have to know, that God is not a God that's finished with us. I thank God for everything you said on tonight. Just be ready to be used by God. Humble yourself. I thank God that you said, well, you was going to read from Galatians 6, but you was willing in the middle to say, okay, God, you have your way. They don't have to be impressed with me tonight, because God, it's all about you. You first. I thank you for that. To remind us, it's not about our program, but about the program God has assigned us to. Don't say, Lord, tell me to say it. Don't say, Lord, send me out, go. Don't say, Lord, use me. And then when he get in the middle of changing your program, you get an attitude to say, but I studied, I was ready, I was going to do what God tells you to do. I thank you for reminding us, no less and pray more. Is there anyone else who would like to encourage the woman of God before we close out on tonight? Okay, well, I'm going to give you all our foundational scripture and our final remarks. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our program is that this is the first Friday coming up, and I will be your host for a Friday night, November, I think that's going to be the 5th. Just be ready to hear what the Lord has to say. I don't know what God is going to do for Friday, but I know whatever he do is going to be about God's way. That program will be from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. and then come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for our very own Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's in the morning, Sunday morning, while you're getting ready for church or on your way to church, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our speaker will be the pastor servant, Troy Thomas. And just be ready to hear what God has to say, because this is a ministry that is called, not one that we decide to put together, but because of our overseer, our founder, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, this program was put together by God as an anointed and appointed program. We just want to thank you all for being faithful to the ministry, loving the Lord, that you support his ministry. Even though it's not a big, big ministry, but it's big on the Word of God. And that right there is enough said. Big Word of God. We want to thank you again. I'm going to hand it back over to Dr. Ryder that she can give you all her final remarks and any special occasions or events she has coming up. And then she can also tell you about the book she has written, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. She'll pray us out. And then I want you to know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Dr. Ryder is back in your hands.
God, we just thank you, God, for speaking tonight and calling us back to a place. The woman of God said, for the last 3 weeks, you have placed the same word in the mouth of the prophet. And so, God, we acknowledge that there is a call and a beckoning of your people back to a place of humility, posture of prayer. We thank you, Father, that as we seek you, God, that all things will be added unto us, those things that bring us into the place that you have predestined for us, that, God, that we would no longer use the resources of Babylon to attain, but that we would seek you with a diligence and an urgency, that we would lay aside all pretension, all phoniness, all hypocrisy, forms of godliness that deny your power, that you would surely make yourself known in the earth through us. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, for God, for some are new to faith, some are renewed in faith, and some will continue in faith believing that you are the God that has created everything that has ever been created. We thank you for it. We thank you for it now. God, we seal this night, God, in our hearts and call our hearts good ground. We refuse to be those where the word will be plucked up, but that it shall go in and bring forth a harvest of prayer, of seeking, of searching, and knowing you that we have, like we have never known you before. So we thank you, God. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and good night.